capacity throng here at Memorial Stadium. Tension is always high when Nebraska and Kansas get together. Jayhawks in their white jerseys, white-blue helmets, huddling back in the end zone, down to our right at the south end of the stadium. They come up to the line of scrimmage, grabbing a split end to the left side. Here's a pitch back. It goes to Sayers. He's cut on the goal line, gets away at the 5, the 10. He's still racing. They go all the way, the 30, 35, 40. He's all the way, the 40, 35, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Gale Sayers.
The Kansas City Comet, unfortunately, has passed away at the age of 77, and we all remember Brian's song.
Obedemus, Caroline!
Hey, since when does the defensive lineman have to race the defensive halfback?
You're not racing against me, you're racing against the clock.
I still ought to have some kind of a handicap.
Well, you said the defensive backfield was your handicap all last year, OB.
shut up, Vic, you're still a rookie to me.
Well, come on, cut it out now. Come on, Vic, get back in the line.
Yes, OB. Right there in Brian's song, and OB right here on 720 WGN. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
How are you? I know it's a sad day with the passing of Gale Sayers. By the way, did I say that was the Kansas Comet?
Oh yeah.
That touchdown.
He
was doing it even then.
Let me tell you something.
I wish you would.
To your listeners. Just the opening thing for me to say here, I never in my life, and I played football from whenever I could remember, you know, running around in the fields, and I'm still at it to this day, although talk about it, but I never saw a runner before, never saw a runner when he played, and never saw a runner, till as I'm speaking to you now, that could match Gale Sayers, play for play, game for game, effort for effort. He was unbelievable. He had so many moves, and the number one thing about Gale is when he got the ball, he could always outrun the angle, and that's huge when you're a running back. I'm talking about speed, and he could put it into a gear where nobody could catch him. As fast as he went forward, that's just as fast as he went sideways. He was unbelievable. And I'm going to tell you something. He gave everything. Watch John in practice. Now, here's a guy. He'd done it all. And for a few years there, nobody could touch him. But you'd go to practice in Rensselaer, Indiana, and every time Gale touched the ball in dummy practice, or if it was a line scrimmage or whatever it was, it didn't matter. If it was dummy, he'd get the ball and he'd take off and he'd run minimum 15 to 20, 25 yards, juking and faking all the way down the field. And there was nobody covering him. But that's what he did every day. I mean, the guy was unbelievable.
That's a great work ethic. That's a great example.
And I'm telling you the God's truth. It was, most of the other backs never did it. They get through the line and kind of, you know, slow it up and then turn around and come back. Not Gale, zip, gone.
The December 12th, 1965 game at Wrigley Field. Gosh, I wish I had been there. It is Sayers' rookie year, his rookie season. And I can just, I wasn't there, I didn't live in Chicago at the time, but I can imagine how this city, how much they love the Bears, how they reacted to this rookie coming in. You know, everybody goes, well, he was great in college, but is he going to be great here? And he, if I got this right, if I'm wrong, tell me, he had 6 touchdowns in one game, December 12th, 1965, including a 50-yard dash, an 80-yard reception on a screen pass, and an 85-yard punt return. He had 336 all-purpose yards in one game, 9 carries for 113 yards. Wow. 2 receptions of 89 yards and a punt return for 134 yards. Or no, yeah, unbelievable.
Are you talking about the Ram game?
Yeah, I guess so. Yes, it is. No, 49ers. 49ers.
I'm going to tell you something. Gale came in, and he had a little cockiness about him, you know. And that's the last thing when a rookie comes in. You don't want to be a little too cocky, you know, but he had a little cockiness about him. And apparently rightfully so from what he did at Kansas. But anyway, you know, I'm thinking, is this kid as good as I'm seeing or whatever? You know, he's got kind of a funny attitude. Well, we played the Rams. That was his rookie year in 1965. He runs a punt return back for a touchdown. He runs a kickoff back for a touchdown. He tosses a pass to Dick Gordon for a touchdown. And he ran for just under a bazillion yards that day. And ever since that day, I'll tell you what, that was my favorite football player then, is now, and forever will be. Gale Sayers, unbelievable. To do that in one game. A punt return for a touchdown, a kickoff, and throw a pass to a receiver and run all over the field. The guy was just phenomenal. Just a great, great athlete.
Unfortunately, there were, as happens in playing the NFL games, there's injuries, most of all knee injuries. And he had one injury to a knee and then came back and played, right?
Yes, he did. It was against the 49ers. And boy, was that a downer! That whole team. I mean, that hit everybody pretty hard. And I'll tell you, God loved that kid. He worked his heart out and came back. He came back, and I think he ran for 1,200 or 1,300 or 1,400 yards, and he wasn't 100%.
Thanks, Ed. I appreciate it. And your heartfelt remembrances are really important. Thanks. Ed Obradovich here at 720 WGN.
I'm going to cry here in Hobeket like that. I've never heard him like that.
Well, gosh, I'm getting a little emotional just sitting right here. It's just I have one insignificant Gale Sayers story, but I'll tell it. Do you remember there was a arena football team in this town?
Chicago Rush.
But it wasn't there something? This is the late 80s,
oh,
right?
Oh, this must have been something different, yeah.
No, this is the Chicago Bruisers, I believe they were called, and they played at the Rosemont Horizon. And there was a promotion of media people, hey, that's me, and football players, and Gale Sayers showed up for this exhibition game. And I'd heard about his injuries to his knees. He'd had, I don't know how many operations on his knees. And I don't remember the exact situation, the play, but I was running, Gale Sayers was running, and I was keeping up with him. So I knew something was wrong, or not right there, but the effect of those knee operations really are something else. And you heard Ed Obradovich. Wow, that is really something. We're going to hit the bottom of the hour. We've got White Sox pregame, then the White Sox at the top of the hour. Rest assured, if anything happens with the Breonna Taylor story, the WGN News Department will break in. And we'll do all of that after this at 720 WGN.